It's time for an NRL news update. Make HR easy with MyHR. On-call, expert advice, combined with powerful HR software. Visit myhr.works.
Yeah, what about this news that just came filtering in the afternoon, Chanel? Harris Tevita, he's got to hang up the boots, Fletcher, at the end of the season. He's only 23, just wants a break from the game. Only 44 first-grade games, and he's lost his love for the sport.
Yeah, I noticed that. He came out and just said it's been weighing on his mind. He said he didn't know whether he could sign another contract and sort of give it all for the Warriors or for whatever club. But I respect this decision. There's Gibbo, you were mentioning that you read somewhere that he is a bit of a writer. It's a travel writer.
Yeah, I heard it on Jimmy Smith's show, actually. He was saying that he's going to focus on maybe travelling a bit around the world and doing a bit of writing. So that's, you know.
Good on him. Because there's guys who can just easily, you know, take the money and then
just cash the check and, you know, half-ass it, basically.
So I understand that. Look, I think he's such a great player and he's got so much talent. I don't expect him to be out of the game forever.
If you're 23, even if it's a year off, how hard is it, you reckon, to come back? You know, I know De Bellin had a bit of time off it, and by his own admission, it took him longer than he thought it would to.
Yeah, but he's 30. Well, you look at New Brown, who's playing. He's been out of the game, or out of first grade, I should say, for 3 years. Tamari Martin was similar, but he may take next year off, and we might see him pop up somewhere else. But good luck to him.
Herbie Farnworth, good player. This kid has extended his commitment to the Broncos until the end of the 2023 season. He's only 22. Herbie Farnworth, 51 NRL games for the Broncos, 16 tries to his name. Only a 1 year extension though, and he says, "I've been here since I was 15. I'm happy with all the boys, Kevy and the staff. I enjoy it here at the club."
Yeah, 1 year, which means that's let's just see how we go with a little bit of a dolphin love later on.
See you well.
He's playing good though. He's one of those Pommies who was in the Manchester United Academy when he was 8 years of age.
Like all of them.
Fulham?
It's always Chelsea, Man City.
West Ham.
But no, he's really enjoying his time out there and playing good. He wants to be a fullback.
Don't they all, though?
Well, they want fullback cashola.
Of course they do. Of course they do. How many other Herbies have played first grade? You think of any?
There would be.
Yeah, actually, I think of one. Herbie Collins. The reason I say that, because he was a Test cricket captain for Australia, but he also played for the Roosters.
Did he?
Yeah, alongside Dally Messenger, 1911 Premiership.
Yeah, there's a lot of Herberts. Yeah.
Herb Dally Messenger, wasn't it?
Was he a Herbert?
I think so.
But Herbie Collins played next to Dally M. Roosters' first Premiership, 1911, then 10 years later went on to captain Australia, 100 on debut for his country. Fun fact.
You're a bit of a cricket aficionado, aren't you?
You know, you got 10 years of hosting pub trivia nights, you remember all this crap.
What's your favourite sport? If I had to hold
cricket, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you ever play?
Yeah.
Causey Shield?
No, I wasn't that good. Causey.
Well, let me tell you a story.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it go.
No, I did. I played Causey Shield.
Oh, I bet you did. Dropped that's the under-12s one.
Dropped a catch against Southern Districts to lose the semi-final.
Was it a sitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a cover. But I was a bowler. I should be down in fine league.
Yeah, what's a bowler doing in the covers?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So what, he's just, the batter spooned it to you?
No, he got it.
So he's middled it?
He's middled it, but it was a sitter.
Right out of the vegetable, the bat, and it just came straight to the midriff.
Yeah, and I just spilled it.
Didn't know whether hands up or hands down.
I was hands down. I'll never forget it. I can still feel the pain in my palm about it.
Oh, they sting, don't they?
But that was I was just a cricket lover. Anyway, didn't make Green Shield, so.
Paddy Richards was a good cricketer, wasn't he?
Paddy Richards, opening bowler.
Yeah. Good player.
Good player.
Tommy Trbojevic out for the season. Is that Manly done?
Manly, yeah, pretty much so. Pretty much so. Tommy, there's talk that it might not be season ending, but you would think that if there's no semi-finals, if they're not looking at the semi-finals, because don't forget there's a World Cup at the end of the year, whether or not he wants to play in that. But, yeah, Manly, unfortunately, without Tommy, very, very tough.
Having a look at this ladder, Fletchy, Cowboys in third, Broncos in fifth. We're 11 rounds into the season. Did you pick that at the start of the year?
Nope. I thought
Stunning run.
I thought the Bronx would improve. Mm. I did not think that the Cowboys would improve this much. But our
6 in a row for the Cows, 5 straight for the Bronx. This will be a big game. They got Penrith, Cap. Although no Tamalolo, of course.
And no Felt. But the thing about them, the knock on them was they had played the Roosters. They got beat by the Chooks. They've played Parramatta. They towel them up, but, and everyone's saying, but, you know, it suited them because they're in Darwin, but they put 30 on them. And now Melbourne without a few stars, but
still.
If they had the stars, Melbourne, I think the way they're playing and the confidence they're playing, I think that it would have been obviously closer, but I think they still might have won that game.
Yeah, that was comprehensive. It wasn't much of a markdown just because they had no use of Pappenhausen.
No, it's their defence and it's that team full of young blokes who are just, as I like to say, frothing.
Frothing. Blue Emu says, I had a topper every time I see one, even if I just finished a three-course meal. He could step out of key, Blue Emu. He'd walk past a dodgy takeaway on the way home.
Yeah, lasagna toppers. These are beautiful. I can get a can of Coke.
Yeah.
And you get it at Forestville BP service station. Well, that's it's closer.
Yeah, that's good. Now you're in the vicinity. Nathan Brown played cricket for New South Wales. He did, actually. Mm. That's Parramatta's Nathan Brown, by the way.
Stevie Crouch. Remember the great Stephen Crouch? He played Australian under-19s, hit a six at the Wacker, cleared.
Ropes?
No, cleared the stand.
Wow. Is that right? Yep. And the great Ray Linball, one of our all-time famous great fast bowlers, big Dragons man too, Ray Linball.